Hey y'all, welcome to A Dream Powered by STEAM, the podcast that empowers you to achieve your goals in and through science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics. So what are we waiting for? Let's go. Thank you all for tuning in to the fourth episode of this great series. Today, we'll be talking about the E in STEAM, engineering. Let's jump right into engineering facts and info. The snowboard was invented by an engineer. It has become a wonder of geometry, chemistry, and biomechanics. And due to its design, it allows the athlete to make precise turns with less exertion. So less exertion means less energy required to carry out an action. And that makes things a lot smoother. Another thing designed by engineers, running shoes. Engineers determine how much force travels from the pavement through the shoe to the foot. Through the calculations and design, weight is dispersed through the entire foot, allowing better performance and comfort. So, next time you want to buy, say, some Nikes, make sure you do your research on them. Make sure that they were engineered well before you spend money on it. And you can thank engineers for fun water slides. A water slide uses a pump to circulate the correct amount of water to go down the slide. There is no ride without the right amount of water. The slide is also designed to handle the weight of people and water combined. Because water can make things 10 times heavier. So engineers had to have that in mind when they designed these rides. Engineers make interactive television possible. You can thank an engineer for your choice of over 500 channels, great sound quality, and your gaming systems. This technology is an example of advancements in engineering. So whatever game system you play on, whether it be the Wii, the PlayStation, or the Xbox, or your Nintendo Switch, engineers did all that. They designed it, make sure everything's functioning well. And for those who love to watch TV, like me, engineer did it. Also, virtual reality is a big thing now. Companies use engineers to form virtual reality and simulation. This technology is what is allowing the creation of virtual offices, computer simulation, and 3D projects. For instance, if an engineer works for a company and they want to have a new floor plan or office, they look to the engineer to create these 3D models of them to see how they can function and how they can function well. And one of my favorites, since I am going in the medical field, bioengineers create new and exciting medical technology. Engineers calculate and design technology that allows the use of virtual reality to aid surgeons in many procedures, such as reconstruction of facial birth defects. Now, if any of you watch Grey's Anatomy, you've seen this done before, and not even just on TV. Like I just said, in real life, they use engineering to construct virtual reality things, and it makes process smoother. I said that engineering makes process smoother all throughout, and that is really true because, you know, without engineering, things would not function well because they deal with the dynamics of things, they deal with the physics of everything, and physics is really the basic of our being. So that's really cool. And, you know, bioengineers, that's science and engineering. It's another way that STEM works together and through each other, and yeah, it's really cool. Now, we are gonna jump on down to toys, places, and initiatives. We don't have a guest this time. It's gonna be a shorter podcast, but that's okay. We're in this together. Alright, some toys. We have, first up, the Automobile Engineer Kit. You can read the funny story of two inquisitive kids and build simple models of the vehicles they encounter on their funny trip to the supermarket with their dad. After you read, you can build 10 models of the different vehicles in the story. It has large, colorful plastic building pieces that make it easy for small hands to put the models together. You can build a minivan, a crane truck, fire truck, tractor, school bus, motorcycle, cement truck, forklift, pickup truck, and a race car to help your friends out. That's a lot. And that's 70 pieces. It's a wonderful way to teach kids simple engineering concepts. It also helps with science and math skills, visual spatial skills, and reasoning and concept development skills. That's that STEAM again. It has won numerous awards, such as the Parents' Choice Gold Award in 2015. So it's very good. Next, we have the Intro to Simple Machines gear set. It has 198 parts and pieces that can be fused together to build 7 fully functioning gear models of real-world machines. 2 or 3 students can work as a team, and it's appropriate for elementary school kids ages 8 to 10. The STEM concepts. It makes working easier, has mechanical advantage. You work with gear ratios, spur gears, crown gears, mechanical systems, and a lot more. The Kinex is widely reputable and engineering choice for kids that supports STEAM learning in a way that is engaging. This set provides a great teaching mechanism in and out of the classroom as an introduction to simple machines. Next, for all my Lego fans out there, we know Lego does a lot of things. They have so many products, and they just so happen to have a Lego Chain Reactions Craft Kit. It designs and builds 10 amazing moving machines. You can teach your bricks new tricks. It comes with 80-page instructions, 33 Lego pieces, instructions for 10 modules, 6 plastic balls, string, paper rants, and other components. It was the winner of the NAPA Silver Award. You can inspire creativity with this set that invites kids to build on their own skills and reimagine their ordinary Lego bricks into something new and amazing. So, if you ever get bored with playing on Legos, that's the kit for you. And finally, we have the Smart Circuits, Games, and Gadgets Electronics Lab. I think this one is really cool. You can build unlimited electronic games and gadgets. You learn about electronic engineering using the modular system and the microprocessor. It includes 6 baseboards, battery module, variable resistor module, microprocessor module, and the tricolor. LED module, speaker module, photodiode module, tilt switch module, 6 LED array module, 2 push button modules, 31 jumper wires, and a 48 page book. So that was a lot, but you have a 48 page book to guide you through it. The STEM focus is obviously engineering, but it also goes into the art section of it because it is visual and you're building new creations. It provides endless electronic projects for kids to build their own working games. It comes with a computer processor and 10 modules along with step-by-step instructions to create up to 50 circuit builds. It's suitable for kids ages 8 to 15 years old, and it helps them learn about how electronics work to make lights, sounds, and different functions. Kids can design, build, and play their projects again and again. So it has a lasting impact, lasting effect, and you'll never get bored because you can build so many things with it. Moving on to the initiatives, I visited the NASA.gov, the official NASA website, and they have a bunch of green engineering initiatives. If you don't know what green engineering is, well, green in general, green just means environmental friendly and environmental conscious in keeping the earth and its health in mind. So basically, whenever you see green in front of something, that's what it means. So it has a lot of green engineering initiatives. The one I want to talk about is the Bright is the New Black. NASA researchers have developed a plan to reduce both the temperature and energy consumption in major cities during the summer months. Researchers have found that dark roofs of buildings absorb heat during the day, causing the temperature to rise significantly during both the day and night. But by covering the roofs in a bright color, or by covering them in plants, it can reduce the overall temperature of the city and help to alleviate the strain on energy resources. And I think that is so important because as the Earth ages, resources get less and less. So using reusable energy, such as solar energy, which will never go away, I think that's really smart. And finally, we have the engineering vacation spots. First, we have the collection of historical scientific instruments. Engineers deal with things that can be measured: pressure, speed, length, mass, and so on. Here, you'll find more than 200 years worth of scientific instruments that were critical for measuring or discovering new things. The precision mechanical instruments are a testament to human ingenuity and engineering. This spot is free, and it's out of the way, and it's never crowded. So a lot of opportunities to explore and really look at all these amazing engineering instruments. Next, we have the National Museum of Nuclear Science and History. This museum is in Albuquerque, right outside the Sandia National Lab, once a hotbed of nuclear weapons development, and it showcases a variety of historic items related to the birth of the atomic age, as well as weapons and various weapon delivery platforms, planes, rockets, and even an incredibly large cannon known as Atomic Annie, designed to use nuclear weapons. Next, we have the Computer History Museum. It is one of the first museums dedicated to preserving for the future the history of the information age. The Computer History Museum has a lot to offer an engineer. From a demo lab of IBM technology to exhibitions exploring the birth of computer hacking, the museum is an in-depth exploration of modern history. Be sure to check out the new History of Autonomous Vehicles exhibit while you're there. Finally, we have the MOES project. This one is out of the United States. Project MOES is the Italian attempt to hold back the rising waters of the sea and protect the cultural heritage of the city of Venice. Visitors can take guided tours exploring the immense mechanical and hydraulic apparatuses that are keeping the Mediterranean at bay, ensuring that future generations are able to behold the beauty of this Italian gem. I always like to include a destination that is out of the United States, you know, just in case. It costs $5.5 to $10.4 billion. That is a lot, but, you know, engineers designed it to make sure that Venice doesn't go underwater, which is obviously very important. Well, we have reached the end of the fourth episode. I hope you all enjoyed. It was a bit shorter than the other ones, but I just really wanted to focus on information and facts and all that. And I liked this one. I had fun with it. So make sure you come back next time. Check out the next episode. Arts. Bye.